The spring sports season is back and better than ever as the Audubon Wheelers have returned to the tennis court to compete at the highest level this season. This week starts the first week with the whole team on the court due to spring break last week. The Wheelers feature 13 boys this season who had experience throughout the summer with different camps to prepare for this season.
Just were able to start practice this last week and we were on spring break. So I did hold practice, but not everybody came. We got 2 good days in last week and then we've had 2 days of practice so far this week. We're looking good so far. I've got a lot of new kids out this year. I only have, I think, 5 that returned from last year, which is not as many as I had hoped, but we've still got good numbers. I've still got at least 13 kids playing. I took 2 of them to the BBU camp. We checked that out last year too. And no, they do a really nice job there. A couple boys tried to get into a camp at Iowa, but then they were the only ones who ended up signing up for the camp. So the camp got canceled, unfortunately. We did a little bit in the summer as well. I held a little camp for 2 weeks and a couple boys came and did some of that. And then just lots of repetition and getting practice in.
Head coach Marissa Soder is looking for her returnees to come out making their mark early this year. One of her top players coming out this year is Isaac Jackson, who was Audubon's #1 player last year. The thing about Audubon this year is that they bring on some of their other talent, including Sawyer McLean, Lincoln Sorter, and Carson Matthews, who have continued to improve to get that #1 spot.
Isaac Jackson, he has been the one to look out for us the last 2 years as well. So he's just a junior this year. He was my #1 seed last year. I imagine he'll probably be my #1 seed again this year, but he's got a little bit tougher competition. A couple other boys have been doing quite a bit of work in the off season. So Sawyer Toft, Lincoln Sorter, and Carson Matthews are another 3 that have they've been putting in some work and they're like Carson and Isaac play together all the time. So I'm really excited. We're going to start doing some seeding stuff later this week. And I'm interested to see how the outcome of all that is.
Last season for Audubon, they were able to win a total of 4 meets for the first time in the last 4 years. Coach Soder is looking for her boys to continue on that number and make it even farther in districts towards the end of the season.
Last year was pretty successful for us. So Audubon has not won a tennis meet in at least 4 years. And last year we were able to come away with 4 meet wins. So that was really big for us. This year, I mean, I'm hoping we can improve on that number and get a couple more, but I would really like to see at least maybe one of my kids move a little further in the process through districts to make it, maybe not make it 2 state, but get a little bit closer. I think that'd be really cool. I think we have maybe at least one kid with an opportunity to do that this year. So that would be really cool to see.
The main goal this season for the Wheelers is to have fun and compete to their highest level. Even if the wins don't go in their favor, if the boys continue to improve throughout the season and see the little victories along the way, success typically will follow.
Yeah, I want the boys who are here to have fun to have fun, and I want the boys who are here to compete to have success competing, whether that's gaining new ideas and skills from the people that they're playing, having tougher competition and picking up on some of the things that they might do and being able to adapt to that. That would be successful to me, not even just getting the dubs, but also coming away with any improvements that the boys can make in their own gameplay, either in singles or doubles or just as a team overall.
Audubon's tennis season is coming up shortly, starting on April 9th against Red Oak at Audubon High School. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.